Blog Talk Radio.
Now, Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thine will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the glory, and the power, both now and forever. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning, good morning. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. And welcome back to the Life for Jesus Kingdom Ministries Mentoring Kingdom Leadership, where Jesus Christ is the King, He is the Lord, amen. He is our friend, He is our God, amen. Jesus is everything to us, amen, hallelujah. And we say thank you, Jesus. I am Apostle Dr. Alfreda. Amen. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on Jesus. Woke up this morning with my mind stayed on the Lord. We want to welcome all of our first timers on today. Glory be to God. You come to the right place at the right time. Have a seat and enjoy. Amen. The service, the teaching, the fellowship, call it whatever you want. Amen, hallelujah. But we come to glorify Jesus. We come to edify, amen, the Lord. We come to glorify the Lord and to edify you. Amen, because Satan is already horrified. Amen, but he's under our feet. Amen, glory be to God. And in the name of Jesus, we have the victory. Amen, so we bless the Lord, bless the Lord. Amen. Bless the Lord. Amen. And we have been, amen, examining, amen, God's thoughts, amen, His words, amen, on holiness, 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 holy, 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 amen, the threefold holy, amen, hallelujah. Holy is the God Almighty, Lord God Almighty, who was and is, and he is still to come. The whole earth is full of God's glory. Amen. And God wants his children to be holy. Amen. Because without holiness, no man shall see the Lord. Yesterday, amen, we took a look, amen, on several scriptures. I think I shared with you four scriptures, amen, where we have all been called to holiness. Yeah, there's a telephone call, amen, that came in with your name, amen, looking just for you, and before the foundations of the world. Amen. Glory be to God. Not just the day you was born out of your mama's belly, not just the day that you was born again by faith, but before the foundation of the world, before anybody even knew you was coming, God had already called you. Amen. So we encourage you to answer the call. Amen. Answer the call. Amen. Some calls we don't want to answer. Some calls we don't want to return. Amen. But this is one, amen, that you need to answer before it's too late. Amen. Before there comes an expiration date. Amen. And it's too late for you to pick up. Today, we want to go a little bit deeper, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. Because in order for us to live holy, in order for the process of holiness to initiate in our lives, number one, we have to believe it. We have to receive it. Because God's word is no good unless we believe and we receive. You got to believe it. You got to receive it. And then, beloved, we have to start thinking holy. Come on. Somebody say, grab a hold of your thoughts. Grab a hold of your thoughts. As a man thinketh in his heart, so is he. We want to look this morning in the book of Romans, chapter number 12. Amen. Romans, chapter number 12. And Father God, we thank you that the words of our mouth and the meditation of our heart is acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our redeemer. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and 2 reads as thus. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. My God, my God, my God. That's the blessed word of God. Amen. For the blessed people of God to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. Amen. Holy, holy. Somebody say holy. Somebody say holy. Somebody, God want it holy. God don't want it hot. God don't want it cold. God want it holy. Glory be to God. My God, my God, my God. Beloved, God has good, pleasing, and perfect plans for his children. And he wants us to be transformed people with renewed minds, living to honor and obey him, and to serve others in the name of Jesus. Because he wants only what is best for us, and because he gave his son, Jesus, to make our new life possible. We should joyfully give ourselves as living sacrifices unto God. Glory be to God. And beloved, when we, in these two verses here, Romans chapter 12, verse 1 and verse 2, and you, if those of you that follow this ministry, you see I make reference to this particular scripture a lot. And some scriptures I make reference to more than others. This is one that I make reference to a lot. In Romans chapter 12, verse number 1, okay, the Spirit is talking about us presenting our bodies to him. Present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable. In verse 2, he talks about us presenting our minds to him. Because holistically, beloved, amen, hallelujah, we are a spirit, we possess a soul, we live in the body, all right? Glory be to God. Your soul, amen, is composed of your mind, your will, and your emotions. That's the soulish part of you. So we see here where the Holy Spirit is, amen, instructing us, amen, that God wants all of us. And the first verse, number 1, he tells us, present your bodies, your body. Now, he mentioned the body first. Why? Why? Because the body is the very part of you which is apt to be an occasion of falling. Huh? Oh, yeah, we know that flesh falls. That flesh falls. That flesh disappoints. Come on now. That flesh is ugly. Huh? Oh, yeah, that flesh. That flesh. That's flesh. See? Hallelujah, that's why the Lord speaks about the flesh so often. That's our struggle. That's our battle. The house you live in. Not somebody else's house. The house you live in. The flesh. The flesh that goes everywhere you go. Every time you go somewhere, the flesh shows up. You can't leave the flesh until you take your last breath. Baby, you in this house, amen, to the end. See, so that flesh that loves sin, oh, it loves sin. That's, it gets its kicks off sin. Oh, when you give the flesh some sin, that flesh starts a laughing and a giggling. That flesh gets so happy. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. But we're told to present our bodies as a living sacrifice. 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 See, beloved, because, hallelujah, for sacrifice that can be made only of that which is clean. You can't give no dirty Dak sacrifice. You know what I mean? You killed the chicken 3 weeks ago. Did he put it in the refrigerator and I'm going to try to cook it and serve it to somebody? You going to serve spoiled chicken? And some restaurants do. Glory be to God. But our sacrifice has to be a clean sacrifice. Sacrifice, beloved, write this down in your notes. Write this down in your notes. It's going to help somebody. Glory be to God, especially this month here, because we're talking about sacrificial, everything sacrifice, first fruit sacrifice, sacrifice our money, sacrifice this, sacrifice that. Okay, thank God for the sacrifice. Sacrifice is a first fruit of other actions. That's the first fruit. Sacrifice. The idea contained in sacrifice, beloved, is that of dedication. We are to dedicate our bodies to God. Ah, my God, my God, my God. Your body don't even belong to your spouse. I know they think it do. And most times you got to act like it do, you know, under reasonable circumstances. But it ain't your spouse's body. It ain't even your body. Amen. This is the Lord's body, and we ought to be dedicating our bodies to God. See? But there is to be a distinction between the Old Testament Jewish sacrifices and the Christian sacrifice. See, in the Old Testament, beloved, okay, those of us that, you know our history and do our research and read our Bible, okay, in the Old Testament, the sacrifices was dead animals. They killed the lamb, they killed the sheep, they killed the animals, and that was the sacrifice they brought before the Lord. And the new covenant, beloved, we're not killing no animals. You can let your dog live. Tell Ralph he ain't going to die. You're not going to slaughter your cat today. All right, we're not killing animals any longer. See? Because in the new covenant, the sacrifice is the living man. You, me. Ah, come on now, beloved. The worshiper must offer or present before God himself. God wants you with all of your living energies and your powers directed consciously to God's service. You serve because you want to serve. Ah, come on, somebody. Not because somebody making you to serve. Huh? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Not because somebody watching you. And not because you're trying to get brownie points with man. Come on now. Not because you want to get some office in the church. Glory be to God. No, you doing this because you want to do this. We perform for an audience of one. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. He tells us he wants our bodies. Beloved, let's look in, write this scripture down. Amen. 1 Corinthians chapter number 6. Turn to 1 Corinthians or write that down in your notes on this morning. Amen. Glory be to God. Let's take a look at that. Amen. I want to read a couple verses in your hearing. Let me go to, okay, let's start reading in verse number 13. 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 13. Foods for the stomach and the stomach for food. But God will destroy both it and them. Now, the body is not for sexual immorality, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. And God both raised up the Lord and will also raise us up by his power. Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ? Shall I then take the members of Christ and make them members of a harlot? Certainly not.
Or do you not know that he who is joined to a harlot is one body with her? For the two, he says, shall become one flesh. But he who is joined to the Lord is one spirit with him. Verse 16, flee sexual immorality. Every sin that a man does is outside the body. But he who commits sexual immorality sins against his own body. Or do you not know that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own, for you were bought at a price. Therefore, glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. My God, my God, my God. The blessed word of God for the blessed people of God. Beloved, we can stay right there. We can take that scripture right there and work that for the next 10 weeks. Your body don't belong to you. Your body is God's. He owns it. He lives in you. He wants a holy body. He don't want no trashy body. Sometimes when, someone calls, okay, I'm in the neighborhood. I want to stop by. Can I stop by? And, your place of rest. And, yes, come on by. You throwing stuff in the closets and, putting stuff under the rug, trying to make things presentable. Do a little fast cleanup. You know what I mean? Throw a little rag of a little bleach on the toilet. No. God don't. No. Glory be to God. Stop by, amen, whenever I'm available, because, amen, it's always presentable. It's always presentable. Well, because it's how I live. See, and that's how God wants us to be, beloved. Amen. Glory be to God. He wants us, he said, present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy sacrifice. You just don't give God anything. Here, take this. Take this. No, God is not impressed. He's not impressed, beloved. He wants it holy. He says, holy, acceptable unto God. The qualification sought for in the Jewish sacrifices, beloved, was that they were to be unblemished, without spot, without wrinkle. Did not God say he's coming back for a church without spot and without wrinkle? Well, how is God going to get a people without spot and without blemish? Because he's going to get a holy people. A holy people cleansed by the blood, constantly under the blood, confessing our sins, seeking the face of God, seeking the will of God, walking in the Spirit, doing what is right. The Christian sacrifice must be holy and it must be pure in God's sight. Otherwise, it cannot be acceptable to him. God don't accept anything you give him. Oh, heck, to the no, no, no. To the no, no, no. Ask Cain and Abel. Huh? Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Ananias and Sapphira. You got to be kidding. Glory be to God. This is what God wants. So God wants us to present our bodies as a holy sacrifice. Then, beloved, hallelujah, he wants us to commit our mind. Ah, here we go now. Now we really going deep. Hallelujah. Our mind. The intellectual and the spiritual facilities of our mind. Glory be to God. This is what God wants, beloved. Paul warned Christians about following the selfish and corrupt patterns, amen, of this fallen world. Many Christians wisely decide that a large portion of the world's behavior is off limits for them. A lot of Christians not going to go so far. They're only going to do this. They're only going to do that because we know what's right and we know what's wrong and we know what the Holy Spirit is telling us to do. Our refusal to conform to this world, however, must go deeper than just behavior and customs. It must be firmly planted in the values rooted in our minds. In your minds. God wants your mind. The devil wants your mind. God wants your mind. It's up to you. We must be transformed by the renewing of our minds. Transformation. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. We think different. Glory be to God. We don't think the way we used to think. We glory be to God. That was the old. This is the new. Glory be to God. God's word. Excuse me. Thank you, Father. The renewing of our mind. See. Because see, the mind, beloved, our mental facilities, our reasoning, our understanding, in and of itself, it is very neutral. So if an evil principle comes to your mind, now your mind becomes an instrument of that evil. But when informed by the Spirit, now your mind becomes an instrument of good. It's up to you what you feed your mind. Your mind will take whatever you give it. If you give it good, if you give it bad. If you give it evil, you give it good. It'll flow with you. It'll work with you. That's how the soul works, whatever you feed it. See, very, very neutral. See, so if we're going to, amen, live in the Spirit and walk in the Spirit, then we must feed our minds by the Spirit. Why? Because man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. This is why you spend time in God's word. You spend time hearing the word. You spend time reading the word. You spend time meditating the word. Why? Because you're feeding your mind. Glory be to God. And this is our reasonable service, beloved. This is what God requires, and this is the only way we're going to get holy thoughts. It's the only way. So how can you live holy if you ain't thinking holy? I mean, come on, let's just be real. You ain't thinking holy. You thinking pornography. You thinking murder. You thinking bloodshed. You thinking how you gonna get some money today. You thinking this. You thinking about this and that and that and this and that and this. Philippians 4 tells us how to think. Think on these things. Huh? Let's take a look at that as we wrap up on this morning. Let's take a look at that. All right, let's turn to it. Philippians chapter number 4. That's going down to verse number 8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, not bad report, not mediocre report. If there is any virtue, and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things, the things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace
will be with you. Beloved, that's the word of God, and it is unchangeable. And any man try to change the word of God, the Bible call you accursed. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, sister, and put your name in it. I try to be very authentic, okay, in my delivery. So I'm going to put my name in here. I beseech you, therefore, Alfreda, by the mercies of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice, that you present your body to be holy, that you and not unholy, that you present your body acceptable unto God and not unacceptable to God, because God has an acceptance policy, which is your reasonable service. You're not doing nothing big and bad and nothing to boast about when you do it. Because you're doing what is required of you and what God demands of you. After all, it's his anyhow. It's his anyhow, beloved. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Huh? Hold verse 1. We're going to close on verse 2 in 1 second here. Let me go back here to verse 1. I got to share 2 more scriptures with you. Sometimes we get this thing. We got it mixed up. Romans 6:13. Do not present the parts of your body to sin as instruments of wickedness, but present yourselves to God as those who have been brought from death to life, and present the parts of your body to him as instruments of righteousness. Okay? Drop down to verse 16 in the same chapter. Do you not know that when you offer yourselves as obedient slaves, you are slaves to the one you obey? Whether you are slaves to sin, leading to death, or to obedience, leading to righteousness. Woo, hallelujah, my God, my God, my God, my God. Hallelujah. All right, let me show you one more here. Hallelujah, to let you know that you don't, this is God, this is all God. God made you, God can destroy you. Glory be to God. And one day you're going to stand before him and have to give an account for what you did in your body. Women right, this woman right. Don't tell me what to do with my body. No, don't tell me. This is my body. Yeah, you right. This is my body. I can do what I want to do. I can sock it to who I want to sock it to. I can have abortions. I can do whatever I want to do. This is my body. Yeah, you right. We ain't going to argue with you. You right. It's your body. Uh-huh. It's just your body to that extent. But guess what? The consequences belong to God. See, because ultimately it's his body. And it's going back, glory be to God, and God gonna deal with what you did in your body. Whether it be good or bad. My God, my God. Okay. Let me show you one more here. Okay, Romans chapter number 7. Give me 1 second here. Okay, I'm trying to find the scripture I want to share with you. Glory be to God. Okay, look in 1 Corinthians, which I think we already shared 1 Corinthians with you, chapter number 6. Okay, and verse number 13 says this, meats for the belly and belly for the meats. We read that.
but God shall destroy both it and them. Now the body is not for fornication, but for the Lord, and the Lord for the body. Now, this is my boyfriend. Why y'all ain't married yet? What's the problem? Well, we want to get to know one another some more. Then why are you acting like you're married? Why are you having sex? Well, this is part of us getting to know one another. Baby, you about to get yourself in trouble. You better get to know the Lord. Fornication is when two people, be it a man and a woman, or be it a man and a man, or a woman and a woman. Sex outside of holy matrimony. Sex outside of holy matrimony. Amen. Sex, amen, even under holy matrimony. Amen. And you, amen, are unfaithful to your spouse. And now you want to bring in a girlfriend or boyfriend or whatever else you're doing. I don't know what you're doing. I don't even really care to know what you're doing, but God cares. See? Not only are you sinning against your body, and please, I hope you're not taking Holy Communion. Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. I'm closed right now. You want to know why so many people dying premature? You want to know why so many of God's people, and we wondering why they died, and they were so young, and t-da. You want to know why? Because they taking Holy Communion over that mess. They taking Holy Communion, amen, and committing all type of sexual sins and thinking it's okay. They repent before they take that communion. As soon as the communion go down, a couple of days later, they in the mess again. That means they wasn't godly sorry in the first place. And the Bible tells you, beloved, you know what you better do next time? Amen. I wouldn't take Holy Communion. Glory be to God. And I'd be somewhere talking to God, getting myself together, and asking God to help me. All right. Okay, we're going to pick up there later. All right, I'm going to prove my point. Okay, all right, I got one more scripture, and I'm going to close right here. I'm flowing the way the Holy Spirit is taking me. Okay, all right. I want you to turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. Verse number 30. Turn to 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. We want to read a couple verses here because it's going to help somebody. It's going to help somebody. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You can't play. Oh, my God. I'm getting shaky thinking about it. Okay. 1 Corinthians chapter number 11. Okay, I want to read a couple verses down, and you can read with me. And for those of you that's not reading this morning, I want you to write this down because you need to read it. Let's start at verse 30, okay? Here it is. Let's start with verse 27 because it speaks about examining ourselves. Therefore, whoever eats this bread, talking about communion, and drinks this cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of the blood of the body and the blood of the Lord. But let a man examine himself, and so let him eat of the bread and drink of the cup. For he who eats and drinks in an unworthy manner eats and drinks judgment to himself, not discerning the Lord's body. Now, I want you to read verse 30. Verse 30 says this: for this reason, many are weak and sick among you, and many sleep. That ain't talking about the sleep that you lay down at night and wake up in the morning. That's talking about graveyard sleep. Many people are sick. You want, oh, we don't know why they can't get well. We've been praying. Huh? Because they need to do some confessing and some separating.
Ah, rabakum bi 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 kan rabakum bi 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 kan rabakum shiemba rabakumba. Ah, okay. I got one more scripture. Ah, rabakum bi 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 ba 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 ba. Eya rabakum shiem bi 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 bi. Mhm.
Jesus said here in St. John chapter number 15. I am the true vine, and my Father is the husbandman. Every branch in me that beareth not fruit, he taketh away, and every branch that beareth fruit, he purgeth, that it may bring forth much fruit. Now ye are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you. Abide in me, and I in you, and the branch cannot bear fruit of itself, except it abide in the vine. No more can ye, except ye abide in me. I am the vine, ye are the branches. He that abideth in me, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit, for without me ye can't do nothing. Verse 6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered, and men gather them and cast them into the fire, and they are burned. You can't abide in God and you're living unholy? Who you fooling? You ain't fooling God. God says, if you don't abide in me, you're not living holy, you're playing games, you're not serious, you're trying to trick people, you're trying to trick me, you're living a hypocritical life, you're not asking for prayer, you're not seeking God for prayer, you don't really care because you done made up your mind that you ain't ready to do it God's way, all right, fine. That's what you want. That's what you get. He says in verse 6, if a man do not abide in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. What happens when that branch falls off the tree? It's good for nothing. The leaves, the green leaves turn brown, turn yellow, turn brown. Now they crunch up in your hands when you pick up the leaf. It's good for nothing. Good for nothing. And men gather them, cast them into the fire. The trash man coming, amen, picking up all the trash, picking up all the leaves, and you're going down to the city dump. It says here, they gather them, cast them into the fire, and they are burned.
Ah. Oh, ha, ha. Huh?
Matthew's 5 and 13. Amen. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 5, verse 13, ye are the salt of the earth. But if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall ye be salted? Listen to the next sentence. It is thenceforth good for nothing, but to be cast out and to be trodden under the foot of men. Beloved, you don't want to be good for nothing. God has said, if you're not living a holy life, and the light of God is not shining in through you, you good for nothing. I didn't say it. Please don't beat up the mailman. Please don't beat up the mailman. You don't want to live a so-called Christian life that's good for nothing. And you get to the end of your life, amen, and see Jesus and found out, amen, that you was only fooling yourself, that you was good for nothing. Because you wasn't living holy. You ain't have no interest in living holy. It wasn't even about God. It was about you. And this is why Jesus said in that last day, many people, God help me. Beloved, let me tell you something. I don't have time for nobody else's business. And I got to make sure, amen. My grandmother used to say 6 months, amen, to leave other people's business alone, amen, and 6 months to get your business in order, something like that. In other words, amen, hallelujah, I got to get my own life straight. But he said in that last day, many people, okay, all right, I'm trying to close. Okay, all right, this is my last one for real. I want you to see it for yourself. I want you to see it for yourself. Matthew's chapter 7, verse 21. I want you to see it for yourself so you know I ain't making up nothing. Because what goes for you goes for me. And what goes for me goes for you. Matthew 7, 21. I'll close on this scripture today. But the Holy Spirit took this completely somewhere different. Not everyone that saith to me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father which is in heaven. You can't do the will of the Father and live unholy. Verse 22, many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name? And in thy name have cast out devils? And in thy name done many wonderful works? Verse 23. And then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. I never knew you. You never abided in the person of Jesus Christ. I played Charles Stanley's message with you guys about two or three times already. Because his message is one of the most accurate messages that I've heard preached of what it really means to be saved. You never abided in the person of Christ. See, you look like the Pharisees. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. You didn't know Christ. You knew a lot about God, but you didn't know God. You never yoked with him. You didn't abide with him because you cannot, beloved, abide with him and live in unholiness. You cannot yoke with him and live in unholiness. And the only way that you're going to live in holiness is you got to start thinking holiness. Come on, somebody. Give the Lord some praise up here on this morning. Hallelujah. What am I saying? We'll pick up here later, beloved. This is what I'm saying. Beloved, write this down. When your thoughts align with God's truth, your thoughts must align, not with CNN News. Your thoughts must align, not with Google. Huh? Your thoughts must align with God's truth. Now you're on your way. Somebody say, I'm on my way. Here I come. Hallelujah. Jesus said, I am the way. I am the truth. I am the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. That's the word. That's what he said. Be not conformed, but be ye transformed, that ye may prove the good, the acceptable, and the perfect will of God. And that's why Romans 7 and 12 tells us, wherefore the law is holy and the commandment holy and just. And good, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. Holy, 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 the whole earth is full of his glory. Holiness without no man shall see the Lord. Woo! Father God, we say thank you for the word of God on today. Father God, help us, help us, help us, help us, help us to line up. Help us to line up, Father. Help our thoughts to align with your truth so that we can boldly declare that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. Help us, Father. Help us to see ourselves as you see us. Help us to see the error of our ways. Help us to see where we've off course, where we never got on course. Help us to see the things that we need to do different, the things that we need to change, the things that we need to add on to, take away from, whatever adjustments need to be made. Help us, Father. Help us. And we say thank you. Help us. You already helped us. Now help us to help ourselves. That's what we need. That's what we need, Father. And we honor you and we bless you and we praise you for righteous thinking, holy thinking. Hallelujah. Father, when we know different, we do different. And when we do different, we'll be different. And we say thank you. In Jesus' name. And our soul says, amen, amen, and amen. Thank God for the word of God on today. And we do give God all praise, glory, and all the honor. Woo, my God. Boy, that word be penetrating you. Don't that word penetrate you? Woo, my God. Sharper than a two-edged sword. Piercing to the dividing asunder, soul and spirit, joint and marrow, the discerner of our thoughts and the intents of our hearts. That word is like medicine going all in your DNA. Woo, my God, my God. Beloved, when you can't say amen, say ouch and get yourself together. Glory be to God. Woo, my God. Woo, my God. My God, thank God for the word. In form of announcements today. All right. Oh, I done lost today. What is today? What day is it? Oh, yeah, okay. We meet us at the altar prayer. Amen. At 12 o'clock and then back at 9 o'clock. Amen. And we blessed be in the name of the Lord. I am so proud. Amen. Our Bible study on Zoom last night. Amen. We just had people call in because we're testing it. Amen, and helping everybody get familiar with Zoom. So we said just call in using the phone number, and we had, you know what I mean, we had to add some things at the last minute, but we are so proud. I am so proud with everybody, amen, who pressed their way, amen, and it was a good session. It was a good session, amen. Glory be to God, hallelujah, and to God be praise, and to God be glory. And to God be honor. Amen. I shared with some of the ministry partners. Amen. Last month was a good month because we celebrated our 13th anniversary, but it was a very trying month. Amen. Y'all know the problems that we had on our broadcast last month with blog radio, conference call. I shared with the ministry partners. Amen. Glory be to God also. Amen. Two incidents, two death threats on my personal life. Amen. Glory be to God. Actually, it was three, but I only shared two. Amen. Glory. It was a very, very challenging month. The devil did not mean for me to cross over into this new year. I tell you that. He didn't mean for me to cross over, and he probably didn't mean for you to cross over too. But guess what? We crossed over. Ain't no stopping us now. My God, and to God be praise, and to God be glory, amen. So we're looking forward to beautiful, bigger, and better things. This is our winning season, hallelujah, and the best is not yet to come, because the best is here right now already, in Jesus' name. All right, that's it for today, amen, Lord's willing, amen. We'll meet you at the altar, and then, Lord will, we'll be back tomorrow morning, same time, same place, same station, giving God all praise, glory, and all honor. Amen. Holly, if you don't know Jesus, get to know him. Just get to know him. It ain't difficult. The devil wants you to look like it's difficult. There ain't nothing difficult about it. Just make up your mind. I want to know Jesus. Amen. Open up your mouth. Open up your heart and invite him in. Confess your sins. Ask God to forgive you for your sins. Ask Jesus to save you. Amen. Glory be to God. There it is. Huh? I ask Jesus, amen, to help you to follow him and become a disciple. There it is. That's the beginning of your walk of holiness. Come on. That's your walk. Glory be to God. See, holiness is not an outside job. Amen. It's an inside job. Amen. That'll pour over to an outside job. Amen. Glory be to God. That's what holiness is. Glory be to God. God can't get me off this holiness, beloved. See, hallelujah, because, look, some people, amen, dress right and do that and do this and do that, but they still proud. They still got covetousness in their heart. They still got selfishness in their heart. They're still stubborn. They're still arrogant. See? Because that's an inside job. It's only when the Holy Spirit renews, the Holy Spirit re-educates and redirects our minds that we are truly transformed. Hallelujah. That's a God's word, but you have to cooperate with him. Amen. In Jesus' name. It's a beautiful thing. I feel like new money right now. I feel like new money. I feel like new money. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to bless the Lord. I want to bless the Lord. Amen. I want to bless the Lord. I want to thank God for all of you here at the Life Word Jesus Kingdom Ministries. Thank you for your prayers for me. Thank you for our crossing over. Amen. Glory be to God, because it was truly a crossing over. Amen. And to God be praised. Amen. We stepped into the promised land, beloved. Amen. We overcame some giants. Amen. Took some giants down. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. And we already there. We're already there. Father God, we bind absolutely every spirit of retaliation in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. We seal this prayer by the word, by the blood, by the spirit. We cast it at the feet of Jesus to decree and declare and declare and decree that Satan is defeated, darkness is dispelled, and Jesus Christ is the King of kings, and he is the Lord of lords. Amen, amen, and amen. I love you. Amen. Have a good day. Hallelujah. Let us pray and keep on praying. Hallelujah. Let us start thinking holiness. Get a holiness mindset. Answer the call of holiness. Amen. And tell the Lord yes. Yes to your will and yes to your way. Amen. Pastor Alfreda Philadelphia signing out. Love you. 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 Love you.
There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. To break every chain, break every chain. Break every chain. Woo! To break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain. There is power.
Come on.
In the name of Jesus.
Come on, you declare it.
There is power.
There is power.
There is power
in the name.
In the name of Jesus.
We know where it is to break
every chain.
Break every chain.
Break every chain.
Come on, say it.
Break every chain. Break every chain. Break every chain.
There's an arm. There's an army rising up. There's an army.